Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening on PGN. This is Deborah with you tonight, Tuesday evening, September 13th. So good to be here. Good to be back. Missed everybody. Had a wonderful time with family. It was refreshing and really joyous celebration. There was a couple birthdays in there. And it was very nice to be together and to get away for a few days. So God bless you. I hope everyone had a good week. Last week is having a good week. This week, let's pray before we open up. I just got some exciting things happening at PGN. For anyone who's been, I didn't get a chance to listen at all last week, but for those that have listened last week, I didn't even listen last Thursday. Usually I really try to listen on Thursday if I miss the other days. And apparently whatever happened on Thursday launched into Monday's reveal of the Antichrist, which was last night. So exciting things happening here. Praise God. Anyways, wow. So we're staying tuned now, right? So praise God for that. So I do want to talk about a few things. As we were traveling, what happened, kind of putting some stuff together, I was sharing with John this morning the things that Randy talked about last night. And anyway, my husband's response was, it's exciting. So I was like, yeah, I guess that could be. So anyway, but he listens to prophecy all the time, biblical prophecy. Lunchtime, just different, even some, I call it radical. Some of these people are radical. Some of them are, I call them radical because they actually talk about the Nephilim a lot. And just as in the days of Noah, they seem to be on that theme a lot, which is really good. We've watched some of those videos together, and it is fascinating, interesting, to say the least. But God has given us power. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So praise God for that. And we do need to be refreshed and renewed in that. There's one little element I do want to go back before I pray. I was going to go back and talk a little bit about before I left, was last week, I was talking about structures and systems because I was saying how the Lord was started showing me through the number 35, it was structures. So he's continuing to speak to me about that. And I just want to say a little bit on that tonight, but I'm still pressing into him on some of what and all that may mean and what he would speak on that. So let's pray. And then just a couple other things that are coming up this month that I think could be relevant, which are relevant for such a time as this, but we can be watching it as well. So we want to engage in the things that the Lord is engaging with. Because he is our conqueror. Thanks be it unto Christ who causes us, who leads us into triumph, victory. I was going to say victory, but it is triumph. So, Father, we thank you for this evening, Lord. We just lift up your name, Lord. May you draw all people unto you. We thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit that is abounding, that you give your spirit without measure. We thank you, Lord, that your love, your word says, that your love covers a multitude of sins and that your love is the most powerful force on earth. So we thank you, Lord, as you teach us to love you, to love ourselves and to love others, Father God. We know whenever we do engage in love, Father God, there is, whether it's with you or others, there is truth, and even ourselves, there is truth and grace. Will be implemented as we do that. So we thank you, Father, for teaching us all things by way of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth. So we thank you, Father, that we would gird ourselves and buckle ourselves with your truth, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you lead us in places ready to share your gospel, Lord, ready for people to reconcile their lives, Lord, with Christ, Lord, and whatever their need might be. We thank you for that, Father. We just release the Holy Spirit into our atmosphere, into our neighborhoods, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God. And we thank you, Father, just for your heart for us, for all that you've done, for every exchange you've made on the cross for us. We receive it by the power of your blood and the power of your cross, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you be exalted in each person's life, God. We thank you, Lord, and just bless their ear gates. Even now, this evening, Father God, I just bless their ear gates, Lord, that you would bless them, God, that you would reverberate your spirit of truth and speaking unto them, God, and showing and highlighting the things that you're speaking to them. Father God, we thank you, Lord, how you're using and preparing each one of us, God, for your glory, God. May you be exalted. Be exalted in this place, Father. Be exalted in our nation, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just want to glorify your name. Amen. Praise God. Excuse me. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining in this evening. Well, so it's interesting because when we were traveling, we went to Charleston, South Carolina. When we were traveling, John was saying that there was a couple of things where he was saying it came up, 666 came up. And so we were kind of talking about that. And I said, oh, look at the sign it says. And then, like, afterwards, we were kind of talking about it. And I knew it was, I mean, it had my attention a little bit. I was praying a little bit. Didn't really necessarily have too much of an urgency, but just definitely an awareness in my spirit once he had brought it up. And then one of the signs said, Charleston, 66 miles. I go, oh, look, 66 miles of Charleston. Well, we got there on a Saturday evening, and when we drove through the city part, like the downtown city part, I could sense something in my spirit. It just felt unrest and like contention. I felt contention in my spirit and unrest in the city. And I'm glad that we stayed on the other side of the city. But then later I had heard that there was a shooting in the city Saturday night. So that's what I thought perhaps the 666 was about. Was that particular, that was the first thing that came to mind. But I see now, and then right after that, that same week when we returned, John and I, not having much food in the house, went to grab a bite to eat while we were working. And the receipt came to 35:35. So I knew the Lord was showing me that this is something that he's doing with both of us. He's using both of us prophetically right now as a sign. And the 666, there was something more to that, which obviously was revealed last night. So just that was on the forefront, that's on the horizon, or however you want to say it, it's coming into the light. So that's what I attribute that to, the Lord preparing us to receive that, but yet we're still receiving instructions as we're going, right, just as all of us are. So partly for those who were listening last night, and I had text for Randy to pray for wisdom and for that our faith wouldn't fail. And so I realized afterwards that because he's known for so long, he's had a couple of conversations with Jeannie and then both, sorry, I don't remember the other gentleman's name, but from Colorado, I think he's from. But he's had time to process it, right? And so he's kind of, well, the rest of us who have just heard or maybe just discovered within the last week, and maybe you've discovered on your own or not, is that, so we all have this process that we need to go through and what we're hearing and what's happening and how we're taking that in. And so what I think is going to be really instructional as we go is the book of Acts. And I want to tell you why from my perspective here is the book of Acts. I do think it's going to be instructive for us along the way, as well as, when the tribulation, when that things start to get heavier and thicker. But I also believe even along the way before the Great Tribulation, I believe the book of Acts is going to be instructive for us in this way too. Because of the people were in such a unique, here's the common ground, that the comparison that we have with the book of Acts, why they're believers in the early church, right? The uniqueness that they had was they were the Jewish community that was believing in the Messiah, right, that Jesus was raised from the dead, the resurrection, and they were beginning to walk that out and establish the church and be witnesses amongst their community and to spread the word and to spread the gospel. And they were the first generation to do that. They were the very first generation to do that and to establish the church. They hadn't seen anything like that ever before, and they were the first ones, and it was recorded. So now I don't know the time frame. I'm not saying I do. I do not know the time frame. But if we know the Antichrist's name, then that puts us, too, in a unique place in history, even as Gentiles and Jews, if you will, walking out a unique place in our generation, right? That was their generation, uniquely fit for their generation and what they walked through. Now we are living and breathing in a unique place. But God has chosen us to be here for such a time as this. And so we do need to keep our focus. And this is why I do believe that the book of Acts is going to be instructional in many different ways for us. Even praying together corporately, I believe Acts 4, you know, maybe we can talk about that more later, but Acts 4 has a pattern there. And, but that's where I see some parallels. I also, the Lord was reminding me that I went to a writer's conference earlier in the year, like a one-day thing. And one of the things the Lord put on my heart before I went to the conference was that people, he actually put a prophetic word on my heart. And I was waiting for a door to open because I wasn't necessarily a member of this church. I was waiting for any type of invitation that said, any inclination that would have said I could have presented this and what I heard, that I would have taken that opportunity. But I may be wrong in that. Maybe I should have initiated. I don't know. But anyways, I could have been wrong on that part too. I'm still learning. But anyways, what the Lord put in my heart was at this writer's thing is that some of the people in there were actually going to be capturing things that the Lord was doing, witnessing the things that the Lord was doing and writing them down. And that it was like crucial so that the next generation could have them. So they needed to start recording, right? Because literally that's what the book of Acts is. Luke wrote the book of Acts. They separated the book of Acts from the book of Luke. I don't know, it's kind of like a part one, part two. But in that first part of Acts, it says he's called upon Luke to write this to, he had been an eyewitness as well, and that the Theophilus, whatever, I'm not saying his name, I may or may not be saying his name right, but if you look in Acts 1, you can see that. And they're actually convincing him of what happened. So the book is like written saying, like, hey, these things did take place, and let me show you why and how and the structure. So we come back to the structure of God. So I didn't know that before, but that just came out now. So I'm going to be looking for structures of God in the book of Acts. I'm writing this down so I don't forget it. And so so that's going to be important there. That's going to be, it's going to be instructive for us to look at the book of Acts. And we already have a comparison, a parallel comparison, if you will, in being a very unique place and time in history that no other generation has walked in. Okay, come on, that's it right there. Okay, feel the breath of God on that. And so let me just make sure before I rush ahead. So one of the things the Lord showed me just real quick in his word on structures, well, because I think structures are different than systems, okay? So like systems are things kind of that man has made, man-made systems in the land that we follow and comply with, okay? And God makes structures, right? Because he is the ruler of all things. So if his word says to do it a certain way, that's how he structured it. So he's saying, if you've given, okay, this, let's just say, for instance, this, generosity, this is in a, from Proverbs 11, generosity. Okay, this is what it says. A giving person will receive much in return. And someone who gives water will receive the water he needs. Okay, so listen, the note was this. Generosity places God's gifts and blessings into circulation. The principle is simply stated, by giving we receive. This may seem counterintuitive, but it's how God's economy works. And Jesus said, do not hold back, give freely, and you will have plenty poured on into your lap, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, brimming over, and you will seem the same measure give to you. That is a structure of God. God has set that structure in order. When we live it out in the land, however we do that, and it might be in and through systems, right? We might set his structure in order through a system, but God is faithful to his structure. And we know this by Jacob. Okay, I just came across this right before, and the Lord said, see, that's the structure that God has, okay? But we can be looking for these even more and more in Scripture, okay? Okay, Jacob, it says, Jacob 31, right, when he was serving, and then his father-in-law ripped him off, remember? Like 10 times he kept promising what he was going to give him, and then he ended up just ripping him off. And it says in verse 7, 31, it was unjust. He cheated him. Okay, yet your father has cheated me by changing my wages 10 times. However, God has not allowed him to harm me. If he said the speckled ones will be your wages, then all the flocks gave birth to speckled young. And if he said the streaked ones will be your wages, then all the flocks bore streaked young. So in verses 13 and 12 and 13, it says, because an angel of God said to me in a dream, and Jacob answered, here I am. And he said, look up and see all that the male goats matting in the flock are streaked, speckled, or spotted. For I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you, and I am the God of Bethel, and you are where you anointed a pillar and where you made a vow to me. Now leave this land once and go back to me. Okay, so he rewarded him. He paid him his wages by giving him the speckled sheep, which actually ended up being outside of his father-in-law's flock. So he didn't have any. So it ended up being Jacob got all the, because God did that. And the reason was is because Jacob anointed, right? He, in verse 13, he anointed, I have seen what you did, right, in Bethel, where you anointed the pillar and you made a vow to me. So he was keeping his vow to the Lord and dedicating himself to God. And God had seen that, and God made provision, supernatural provision. Even though he was walking out through man's system, God made a way for his structure, because Jacob was faithful to him. He consecrated himself. That's what the anointing is. He consecrated himself and made a vow to God. And then God kept that. God kept his end of it too, because it was by through God's structure. So we can't just necessarily make stuff up, but we can follow the Lord and his prompting and his, and what he's showing us and where his anointing is, where his breath is on that, and speaking to that and moving forward from that. Okay, so then there was one other thing here. Well, You know, I talk about God being, that we are distinguished, and that, because we are, because God is a distinguished God, right? And so he wants his people to know that they are, it says, God is completely distinctive from all other gods and everything earthly. So God's people need to be distinct from other people. And I think this is something that God is leading us to, even in that and in that hour, because God is not a common God. Okay, I mean, I live in a regular neighborhood. I'm sure you do too. I have people that serve common gods in my neighborhood, you know, but we follow Jesus, and Jesus is distinctive, and He will be known as that. He is a distinctive God. He's not common, and that's why he calls us to do unusual things, because we're a reflection of a distinctive God, right? But he gives us, as you've heard me say before, we are distinguished people by what? We have his word, we have his power, and we have his presence. And this is what makes us distinguished from any other lesser or common God. He is completely is the one true God who stands alone and out more so than anybody else. So in saying that, then that helps me move to the month of September. I'm not sure how I came across this, but I did, is Rosh Hashanah is the Hebrew New Year is starting in September. And it starts at the end of this month. It's September 25th through September 27th. And I think in light of everything that's unfolding, we can keep an eye on these dates for Israel and the nation and what God is doing, right? So, it was said as I'm speaking, I'm reminded that it said that Derek Prince used to say, if you want to know what's happening in the spiritual, if you want to know what's happening in the natural in America, look at what's happening in the spiritual in Israel. So I think it would be good to keep our eye on what is happening there. So it's the Jewish New Year, the first of the high holidays or the days of awe, okay? So it's their celebration that they have. And they're somewhat celebrating, let's see, somehow I got Moses in here and his wisdom. That's one thing that made me think about and that God was distinguished. And I'll come back to that another time because I think let me just finish here with the shofar. So that is a time where they blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, okay? It's a commandment that they do it. And so there were other times where they blew the shofar as well, like when they had the 10 commandments from God on Mount Sinai, there was a loud blast. Also at the beginning of the Jubilee year, the shofars are blown by warriors in battle and by musicians in the temple. So the sound is both earthly and divine. It comes from an animal. We know this is a ram, which signifies the sacrifice of Abraham. But it's the same sound that was heard on the top of Mount Sinai addressing the people. And music can be celebratory, but the sound of the shofar is more than just a sound of jubilation. And here's the key here. It's the sound of the presence of God. And the sound we use to cry out to God when we need God's intervention, okay? So it's the sound of the presence of God, and this is what we want to draw near to on earth as it is in heaven. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we want this shofar. It's also like a battle cry. It has different sounds, different meanings as well to come forth as a victory. Victorious. We are going to come forth as a victorious people. So we need to remember again God's structure and his word, which is his promises are part of his structure. Okay. And so, Okay. So I read that. That's just seemed to repeat itself there. So before we open in prayer, I'm going to go ahead. Let's move that over there. I'm going to go ahead and play a shofar sound. So it's just like a minute and a half. I'm going to try to do this so that I can get closer to the microphone, can get closer for you guys to hear it. So, okay, here we go. Hold on one second. Thank you. Okay, praise God. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Okay, I don't want to lose you guys there. Okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your victory, God, in our lives, Lord, but moreover, Lord, just your presence. God, we thank you for your presence and meeting with us and speaking to us and leading us. You are distinctive. You are to be exalted, God, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory and the dominion forever and ever, God, forever and ever, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for who you are, for who you've made us to be, how you've redeemed us and called us. God, we thank you, Lord, for our place with you, Lord. We thank you for it, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, let's open up the phone lines. Let me get a couple, let me make sure I just write down first few here. Okay, hold on. Let me just go ahead and let me just write all these down first. Then I'll open up the phone line. Okay, let's look off the side. I was like, awesome. Okay. Andarakia, andarabo, tarakia, tarashambaroko, taraki. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the house of the Lord. Thank you for the house of the Lord, God, and opening the doors and the windows with your spirit. For the house of the Lord, for it to come forth, God, for your wind to blow, God, blow wind of God in the house of God, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, mighty God. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. 205-531. Good evening. Is this Sylvia?
No, this is Sylvia May of Alabama.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sylvia May. See, take a week off and I get vacation in my spring. I'm sorry. I knew that. Julia May, God bless you. Thank you. Okay, Father, we thank you for Julia May. Father God, we just lift her up to your altar, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for forming and shaping and making her pliable. And I'm seeing, like, the imprint, like he's taking your ankle and placing it in a mold. And the imprint, he's molding the imprint and forming it and shaping it for his glory. And mm-hmm. yeah, so I'm sure there's various
mm-hmm.
of what the feet mean, you know, like as I was praying earlier mm-hmm. about the peace and being ready to share the gospel, as well as being mm-hmm. a servant, and as well as following him. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're molding and what you're shaping, God, even what you're imprinting and what you're capturing, God, because in some ways he's capturing it as well. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the permanence of what you capture in our lives, Lord, that it's written in the book of remembrance. We thank you for it, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your sweet presence and your goodness, Lord, and your loving kindness towards us, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you see with clear perspective, God, with clear understanding, with clear knowledge, with clear intent, Lord. We thank you for that, Father God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Yeah, so I just keep seeing him, like, taking your ankle mm-hmm. and putting mm-hmm. it into this forming, shaping, and imprint type of, like, a clay thing.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's something about, because I really just am seeing him grab your ankle, not grab it, but, you know, tenderly holding to put it in there, to like to lead you to put your ankle in there. So I'm not sure why the repetition mm-hmm. of that one view. So, Father, I just thank you. Just acknowledge. This is sometimes if I mm-hmm. speak it forth exactly as I'm saying it, he adds more, or he breathes life on a word that I use, or choice and direction. So, Father, we thank you for that, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus' name. I don't know if it's a type of, a type of representation of a leading and a guiding where your feet will go.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's gently taking you and leading you into those places.
Mm-hmm.
To leave an imprint as well, and as well as him documenting it into a place of remembrance for him. And also like perhaps even like a strengthening it can be as well, like because of what it says, like his mighty right hand, taking his mighty right hand
mm-hmm.
To guide us, strengthen us. So I thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your work. We thank you for what you're doing and what you've done, Father God. And we bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So how are you and your family?
We're just fine, doing much better. My COVID again, so much better now. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's more of a nasal draining and a sore throat than anything, but I was so glad to get over there because my nose just ran so much. I said, well, thank God, at least it's coming out, but I never had it to run like that.
Mm-hmm. Aww. Well, I'm glad you're doing better.
Food. Yeah, much better. Dino said last night, so you sound better. I said, I feel better. I said, because that was a rough 5 days. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But much better jumping, doing better leg healing, you know. And but one of the spots where the ball was at, you know, it's taking a little longer. So other than that, she's doing fine. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good mm-hmm. to hear. Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any prayer requests this evening?
Continue, you know, prayer for jumping out, you know, and the children at school, I do want to pray for them because of that, you know, they have seizures, so I can constantly have to pray for them and everything. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because we have some, you know, right. that have them real bad. Mm-hmm. Trying to get them under control. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Sorry to hear that. Okay. Let's pray for that now. So, Lord, we just lift up Julia May and Jennifer to you. God, we thank you for watching over them, for healing them, for restoring them. God, for just the miraculous and wonderful things that you've done for them thus far. God, we thank you for truly, Lord, it's been your loving kindness towards them. Lord, in your mercy and your grace, Lord, that upholds them and sustains them, Father God. And we just rejoice with them. Over that, God, just your heart of love and your hand of providence for them, Father. We acknowledge you in that and thank you for it, Lord. And we pray for these children at this school, Father, and the ones that are having seizures, Father, in Jesus' name. We speak to those areas, Father God, and ask that you bring balance, that you bring peace into those areas as well, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for protection and safety upon these children, Lord, and upon the workers as well, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we just, Lord, I've never heard anyone pray, but I'm just going to take authority over these seizures, Father God, and thank you, Lord, and dedicate these young people, their minds, Lord, their nervous system, Lord, and their neurological system unto you, Father God, and we ask that you bless it, Lord, and that you bring balance and restore, God, just restore to them, Father God, just balance in their nervous system, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, in all the all those things, the neurons that fire up and send messages, God, we just ask that your Holy Spirit would touch that and minister to them, Lord. In every aspect, Lord, even if there's anything that they're, I don't know if there's, but anything that they're eating that triggers it or not triggers it, God, we just ask for your wisdom and every provision on these children's behalf, God. We ask for, we know, Lord, that you are a God of compassion, Lord. And in Matthew 14:14, you healed out of compassion. It said you've seen, Lord, you were moved with compassion and you healed them, God. So we thank you for it, God. We thank you for your healing compassions and your healing virtues that are towards these children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. How are you?
Yeah. Amen. Well, God Amen. Bless you. I was reading an article today for something on and anyway, it was Jenny. I can't think of her name, but she has an autistic. I don't think your children are autistic. But
yes,
anyway, she
are.
Was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they are some of them. Well,
yeah.
She was talking
about. There's a class autistic too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, she was writing an article or was mentioning something in an article about her saying for her son, she changed things in his, I don't know, she just changed things in his diet and some other
right.
things and noticed differences in his life, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've
anyway,
one there's a light sauce, it might be triggered.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the privilege to pray for you.
Well, then, thank you.
God bless you.
And I'm going
yes.
to
sorry, I called you Sylvia. I knew you, Julia May. Sorry about that. Okay. Okay. Have a good night. Have a good week. Bye.
You too.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. 402-214. Good evening. Is this Sharon?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
It's me. I'm good.
Sure. Good. You sound wonderful. Your voice is all back to normal.
It's not. It was better, but no, it's weird. Sometimes it'll, like, go out, break up.
Oh.
But it's a lot better.
Oh,
la, 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 la,
yeah.
la.
Oh, I pray for you.
You don't want
thank
me to start
Lord.
Singing, huh? Let me tell you.
Yeah, I was just thinking, make a joyful noise.
yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for sharing, Father. We just come before your throne. I was going to say kingdom. We come before your kingdom, God, your kingdom's throne, Father, in Jesus' name. Wow. Wow, I've never said that before, but his kingdom's throne. Wow, I've just seen a lot of activity, a lot of, like, authority. Oh, gosh, a lot of, like, royalty and authority and activity, like people, like not only his authority, but others are moving in their authority on the throne. Like, you know, how he commands this and commands that, and others that move his holy ones, his angels. And if you're in the presence of that, then, you know, I believe he's going to be speaking to you about that, if not already, something with your authority. But there is a view and an awe. Like, I see you viewing it and at awe in it, like at awe. So we thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lord, we thank you for that, Father God, that that she can see that and view that. And sometimes the Lord gives us a view of what he's doing. It is an invitation there to explore more, to at least inquire of him more of what he's doing and what his intention was for that, and thanking him for it, and just like pursuing him, you know, more on that. So we thank you, Father God, Lord, wow, just for your kingdom, Lord, at your altar, Father. We thank you. I don't even remember the word I said, but that even sparked that. But I thank you for that authority, the activity, God, the royalty, or the placement of the royalty, like the righteous place. And, you know, you're already seated in heavenly realms. So the place where you go with the Lord seated in heavenly realms and then walking it out on earth. And this is part of what the Lord is doing. I mean, his intention all along in the Garden of Eden was that we live amongst the his holy ones, his angels and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So he is restoring that. He is constantly working in the efforts to restore what was lost during the fall. Redemptive, yes, coming back to him, but even so much more was that he had these two families living together, his holy ones in heaven and us on earth. That's why it's engaging his angels as we walk things out. This is part of God's design. He wants this for us, and to take dominion in the land and to fulfill our, you know, the role and assignment that he has for us. And whatever that is in the authority that is before you, because there is authority before you that you're, you know, that I'm seeing at the altar, that you're viewing and you're in awe, that authority is before you. And if you're already seated in heavenly places, we thank you, Lord God, just how that you encapsulate her with your authority, Father God. And we pray, Lord, preservation upon her soul, God, that there wouldn't be any deception, any misalignment, any pride, God. We thank you for the humility, Lord, that she loves mercy and loves you, God, and serves people, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, Lord, that you will use your people to judge rightfully, Father God. So we thank you for that. We thank you for it, God, and that it's not a work of the soul or the flesh, but it's a work of your spirit, God. And I thank you, Lord. You know, so even when he comes back, when the Lord sets up his throne on earth and we reign with him, his angels, like we are going to be higher than the angels on earth once his, I know that might sound weird and hard to believe, and maybe never heard that before, but we are going to rule, we are actually going to have a higher rank than the angels at the second coming when he's on earth. But his two families are living together, his family in heaven, his holy ones, and then his holy ones on earth. So I think there's maybe a type of preparation that I'm talking about this and the authority. There's a type of preparation that's happening with you when you are seated with him in heavenly realms. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for what you're dispensing upon her life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for even opening her eyes. I just think of Ephesians 1 where it talks about we gain spiritual wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of God, Lord. I thank you for unlocking those places, Lord, broadening her view and that, God, and let her just continuously, Lord, continuously be in awe of you, God, that you would just billow your presence, billow your authority, God. Thank you, God. Billow your truth unto her, God. She was just a billows and billows, God, of just awe of you, Father, at your throne. We thank you, God, for releasing that upon her, God, and just encapsulating her in your billows of who you are and how you're revealing yourself to her in those ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, wow. That's really great. I think some of that had to do with, you know, my prayers and questions about my family, you know, my mom and dad, my son, you know, about being in heaven, my people, my, but I have to share something with you.
Sure.
You know, my big issue is my ankle. I have on my left leg.
Mm-hmm.
The issue comes down to something I've seen in my ankle. And that's where it started, you know, all of the swelling, edema, all of that. And you, when you were talking to someone before me, you were talking about the ankle, God putting his hand on the ankle.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I felt some warmth. I swear I did. And my ankle feels better. My ankle feels better right now. So I will definitely let you know if, you know, all of that's gone away. I did ask him for that. I've seen things in my ankle in the MRI that nobody else seems to see. And I asked him to just get rid of it because nobody will help me with this. And I asked him if he would just get rid of it because I want to walk. You know, I need to, if it's possible, I would like to
Active. Yes, I totally get it. Let's thank the Lord right now. Father, we thank you for how you work, Lord. And maybe this is one of his billowing ways that he's just billowed over on your ankle, God. So we acknowledge it as you, God. We accept it and receive it on her behalf. I thank you that she does as well, God, that she gives testimony unto you, God, of your glorious ways, Lord, of billowing over your heart and your healing, God, that just reaching and touching her ankle, God. We thank you for that, Lord, and just as the view of that from heaven, God, that she receives it, Lord, that you've seen and know more than I see and know, Father God. We thank you for your authority, God. We thank you for moving on behalf of her distress and her cries and her troubling areas, God, and relieving her from this battle, God. Let it be broken now, God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, let the words of her testimony line up with the words of what you've done for her, Father God. And we thank you for it. We acknowledge you, and we thank you, God. You are glorious and marvelous in all of your ways, Lord. God bless you, Lord. I mean, bless you, Lord. It just seems lame to say it, but that's why I'm laughing. But
I know.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Yes. I've done that before, too. And I thought, how can I say God bless you to you? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But I've done that.
That
too.
Is wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, because I kept seeing that. That is cool. And I will say, there's been times where I've listened in, and that's important, where I've asked the Lord, and then I'll tune in. And maybe it might be for somebody else or someone near or whatever, but I'm like, oh, no, man, that overflow. Like, I can feel when it's overflow, and I'm like, and the Spirit is saying it's, you know, being released.
Right.
When the Spirit's being released, there's overflow, and you can receive it. I can receive it. Anybody else listening can receive it. So when anyone's praying and prophesying and however the Spirit is released like that, you take it and receive it.
Well, it was very direct, you know. It was very specific. And, you know, I had asked God, the Holy Spirit, to let me hear what he wants me to hear and understand what he wants me to understand. So I've seen the Holy Spirit. I've experienced the Holy Spirit tell me things that he doesn't tell anybody else. At the same time, I mean, I've had that happen to me. I didn't realize that happened before, but it does. And that was just so specific, and that has been my problem. You know, that's the thing I was concentrating on and trying to get somebody to help me, a doctor, and they really don't seem to, you know, I'm not saying they don't want to. I'm just saying they don't You know what I've noticed, too, is doctors will make stuff up when they can't figure out what it is.
Right.
And that's just not okay. Like, somebody wrote in my chart that I have varicose veins, and I don't have varicose veins. I never have had them, you know, because they can't figure out why I have all this swelling. I've had all my veins checked.
The Lord's touched you. Yeah, let's not go back there. The Lord,
I get what you're saying. It's because I tried everything else. Yeah, I don't want to. I'm just saying, and what you said for me was him taking authority. That's great, because I do. If he takes authority, then they can't. Nobody can do anything against me.
Yeah, that's good. That's powerful.
And your
that's a powerful truth.
Yeah. Not being deceived—that's also what I have been praying about. So, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, praise God. Thank you for sharing that testimony, and God bless you. And may the Lord continue to minister to you as well.
Thanks, Debbie. You
Amen.
Too.
Okay. God bless. Bye. Okay. 214. 938. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Thank you. Who am I speaking to?
Loretta. I'm calling from Texas.
Loretta?
Loretta, uh-huh.
Loretta from Texas. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. There we go. Okay, so Father, we thank you for Loretta, Father, in Jesus' name. We just bring her to your altar, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, Father God. Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for, and I just lift her up to you, God. And I thank you, Lord. I just thank you for the privilege to bring her to your altar, God. And there is something, thank you, Father. Script, maybe, is it script? The, like a handwriting type of accent type of thing, script, is that what that is? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Sometimes it's just so different with every person, and a lot of times it feels new, what I'm seeing and how I was speaking and showing. So just wait for that. So the he's giving you, I think it's a personal, like a personal accent, but it's for you personally, something on your life, like personal. When I say accent, I mean like he is accentuating something, and it's personally for you. So it's like Loretta. It is definitely something Loretta would love and enjoy and be sustainable and receive from the Lord, and that you would know it was such a personal touch from him, from heaven, unto you. And we thank you for that, Lord. And it might even be something, too, that because your name is upon it as well, it might be a thing. It might be things other people could see as well, but I'm not sure. That's not specific in what I'm seeing. So thank you, Father. And let me just pray in the spirit for a minute. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In your hand and your heart for her, God. In Jesus' name. Yeah, so it is the hand of God, like the hand of God placing this accent upon you specifically because it's upon your name. And this, so Lord, I thank you for that. I'm not sure, but I know like in the Hebrew, a name was very important. It was very specific in what they were called and the nature of that. So because it was to be very personal before God as well. And how God moved in their life as well and his promises. And, you know, they were, of course, in the Hebrew, always looking for God's blessing and favor. But I do see the hand of God moving in your life and just somehow with this emphasis of accent for you personally, bestowing upon you. I'm not sure what it is. I don't see anything more than that. But that's specifically what I see. So.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any prayer requests?
No prayer requests. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. God bless you. Bye. Okay. 817-894. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, hi. This is Lori.
Lori. Are you from Texas,
yes.
Lori?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, let me mute you for a second, and then I'll come right back after I pray for you. So, Father, we thank you for Lori. Father, we just lift her up to you in Jesus' name. We come before your altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And actually, I see the Lord lifting you up, that he is lifting you up higher to a higher place. And, you know, it isn't a common place that it is a special, you know, it isn't a common place, but he's lifting you higher and around, but it is within his protection, within his within his gauge and his how would you say that word? So his covering. So he's lifting you up and lifting you higher. And I mean, I'm not sure if you have an assignment for when you get there. If there's something specific that needs to be done while you're there. But I think that he will show you as you get there or once you're there. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for how you're lifting her up, how you're carrying her, Lord. I thank you that you will continue to guide her and instruct her, even in this lifting, Father God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let me just thank you, Lord. Yeah, so you're going to see things at a different view as well, even things on earth. The view, you know, you're going to see things differently. The view of things that are happening on earth. You're going to have a different view when he's lifting you up as well. And it's because he's opening your eyes to see that. So you need to know when you start to perceive this view differently and God's expanding like your revelation on that, that he truly is the one opening that up to you to see that. And now, so there might be more of a purpose for that and for as far as like how you're called to serve the Lord, you know, whether that's in teaching or in prayer, whatever that is, however that would be influenced and the revelation of what he's giving you, how that would be influenced through how he's already created you and designed you to serve him. So we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, for her understanding of this perspective and revelation, Lord, on the things on earth, Lord, we thank you, in Jesus' name. Yeah, and so when I said that things on earth, so And as in the Lord's Prayer, you know, on earth as it is in heaven, and he's lifting you higher. So I'm wondering if you're going to even see some similarities and the comparisons and the contrasts of heaven and earth. And but I do see you really grasping or really taking on a different view of the things on earth. And seeing that differently and with a different perspective. But again, it's the Lord that's opening up that perspective and blessing you with that understanding, with that revelation. So know that, because sometimes it can feel common. Like if you operate in the words of knowledge or words of wisdom, sometimes when the Lord brings it to you, because it's such common ground and maybe, you know, a person's been doing that for years, it can almost feel like it's themselves that thought that, or like they knew it was a little bit more wisdom than themselves, but it felt very common, you know, in that sense, for lack of better words. But do know it is the Lord that's doing that, because when he does that, it is part of like growing in our knowledge of him, because now we understand, oh, he showed me that. Why was that? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, now, like, why was that? And how do I steward this? How do I steward the view and the perspective of the things of this earth, the things of this world, and what he showed me? Do you see what I'm saying? So Lord, we just bless Lori with that, Father God. We thank you for your work that you're doing in her life, Father. Hold on, sorry. I opened the wrong phone line. Sorry about that. In Jesus' name, so we thank you, Father, and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yes, that goes so closely to what I've been praying about and speaking to the Lord about, and I do tend to see things a little differently, and I'll just like have this knowing that's the way it is, and it's like I know that doesn't come from me because I don't have all that wisdom and knowledge, right? But it's just a knowing, you know, that it's a knowing that it's from him. So it's hard to explain, but I crave that, and so much during this time I have prayed for, you know, Lord, let me be your warrior, your whatever you want me to do here on earth, here during, you know, this time that, you know, as you said earlier in the program, we're here in this time for a reason. And I just, you know, keep praying into, you know, what's my purpose, Lord? Let me, you know, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, ready me if I'm not, you know, I'm just, you know, I feel ready. But that's so good, because that really feeds into to what I've been seeking and just praying for. It's just, you know, God's knowledge, God's, you know, giving me his knowledge and pushing me forward in his purpose for me, for him, for his kingdom.
Yeah, because sometimes when I think so what happens to me with knowledge or wisdom, it's like it's such an inward gently, it can be gentle, and it's so deep in the reservoir of my thinking or my thoughts, but I really am aware that it's not, you know, I'm limited and it's not me, but there's a sense where it's very gentle and it's very just gently impressed upon my mind where I have the understanding or I have the knowledge and it's not of my own.
Yes.
Nor was I pondering or meditating on it either, you know. Yeah.
Right.
It just kind
right.
of shows up.
It's like,
yeah.
it's like, you know, while I'm showering or I'm doing this or that, it's like something will come to me and I'll be like,
yeah.
oh, you know, that wasn't from me, you know. So, yeah, I mean, just, I guess for me, just praying into that purpose that he has for me that I, you know, sometimes I'm like, is there some action? You know, what am I to be doing? You know, how
yeah.
am I supposed to be, you know, carrying this out, or am I to be, you know? And so I'm always praying for that too. You know, where, you know, lead my steps. What am I to do?
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Ready me. And if I'm not ready, ready me. So
yeah,
that's very good. Very good. Well,
no.
thank you so much
thank you.
For joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah. God bless you.
God bless you, Deborah.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So I have an unusual amount of callers this evening, and which is fine. I'm going to go for it. And I'm happy to serve however the Lord calls me. And but I do want you to know, if you called specifically for a prayer, because I'm going to open up your prayer line and just pray for you, prophetic ministry, just pray for you. However, if you've called specifically for a specific prayer that your preference is that I pray and intercede for that, as your prayer, then you need to tell me as soon as I open up your phone line, I have a prayer request, and then we'll do it that way instead, okay? And so so here we go. I'm going to jump back in here. So we're at, thank you for understanding. So we're at 972-365. Good evening. Is this Rhonda?
Hey, Sister Deborah. How you doing?
Oh,
yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to share something real fast. My husband and I, he took me on my for my birthday up to the Ark of Covenant. I mean, up to the Ark Encounter in Kentucky. And on our way there,
well, first,
it was
first,
a surprise.
Happy birthday to you. God bless you. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank
to you.
You. On our way up there, we seen a rainbow in the sky. So we went there, and from there we went to Chicago. But while we was in Chicago, he walked around with a shirt on that says Jesus, Fisher of Men. Now we walked around Chicago that day for over 20-some miles because we was tracking it, and we ran across so many people to where that shirt was ministering to those people. And it was amazing. It was amazing. I wish I had more time, but on our way home from Chicago, we seen another rainbow in the sky. It was a rainbow in Arkansas that covered the entire sky. It wasn't like halfway. It covered the entire sky. So I wanted to share that because I thought that was very, 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 very interesting. And, I mean, we had an amazing trip there and back. And like I said, the Lord allowed us to, you know, encounter a lot of people along the way to where we felt like, you know, the Lord, whoever he desired to speak to or through that day, through what was on his shirt, I felt like he reached them. So I just wanted to share that because I thought that was an amazing experience to even go to the Ark, you know, and if anybody that can go there, you know, I get there because it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful experience. And the guy was sharing with us that so many people have, you know, accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior at that Ark. So I thought that was amazing.
Wow. But
I just wanted to share that because that was like a life-changing experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And when you shared about, and that's cool about the rainbow. So when you shared about the second rainbow, I literally got goosebumps in my arms. So I don't know what that is. Just such a blessing that the Lord would even bless you guys in such a way. But just very cool to hear the testimony on how it came together. And even the Chicago thing as well, and to hear all the people being saved, even at this Ark thing, is very cool and very encouraging. So thank you so much.
Yes. Amen. And you have a blessed day also. I just wanted to share that because, like I said, that was life-changing, and it was a blessing because sometimes, you know, it's Christ in us that people see you know, as well as I walked with him. But like I said, it was, I had no idea my husband had that shirt and he put it on that day for us to walk around. But I felt like that was a part of our assignment of being there. Even though, you know, we wasn't out in front of a place praying for people, but we were still walking, you know, and people was able to see that because you could see it plain and people seen it because it was thousands of people out there this weekend. So I thought that was awesome.
That is awesome. Well, God bless you and your husband. Thank you so much.
Yes.
May the Lord continue.
Amen. You have a good evening.
Make his face shine upon you. Okay, thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, she's a good egg. Okay, here we go. 309-0. Sorry. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Carla, Arkansas.
Carla.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much. Let me mute you for a second, and I'll come back. Okay. I think I. Okay. Let me just fix that. Okay. So Carla. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We just lift up Carla to you, Lord, and just come before your altar, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And it just seemed like I was bringing, you know, like the prayer to bring you to his altar and just seeing like you traveling through all these different flowers to come before his altar. And I don't know what all of the flowers were, but I did see some daisies. And, you know, the infamous, they pull the daisy, he loves me, he loves me not. But really with the Lord is you could do all of them and just say, he loves me, he loves me, he loves me, he loves me. So I thank you for the Lord covering you with the fragrance of the Lord, with his love. I thank you for that, Father God. And Lord, I don't know all the representation of the flowers. I don't know if it's the fragrance, just being covered with the fragrance of the Lord and just being that sweet aroma of Christ. And that's, you know, how he sees you or views you as placed upon you. So thank you for that, Father. We just thank you for that, Lord. And we just agree with heaven on Carla's behalf, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, Lord, just even for the gift of faith, Lord, that pleases you, God. I thank you, Lord. I could just sense the Lord's good pleasure on our faith, bringing our faith here and before him. And even as Rhonda was sharing, bringing their faith to the streets and being a display for him. And I know in that verse of being an aroma to Christ, it is for those who are perishing. And as well, so I thank you, Lord, for even opening Carla's eyes, Lord, when she's around those who you would view as perishing, Father, that you might use her, God, to save them, Lord, and to redeem them, Father God, and to share your unfailing love, that they might put their hope and your unfailing love for them, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, for even how she opens her mouth, Lord, to speak of you, to share of you, God, that that would be an aroma, God, Lord, an awakening to people, that they would hear the fragrance of Christ and the cross and the hope, Lord, that you have before them, Father, in Jesus' name. And, it's just like all-encompassing. So, Lord, we thank you for that, and we bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. I don't want to keep you. I know you got a lot of callers, so I just need prayer for some wisdom and some getting out of this wilderness, because I'm just really struggling, and it's just rough.
Okay. Let me Okay, hold on a second. Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Carla, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just break off, Lord. Lord, whatever's contending with her, God, and opposing the Holy Spirit, God, in Jesus' name, we just break that off of her now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the powerfully shield and protect her and deliver her, God. Lord, we thank you for, and even whatever's contending with her, Father God, we ask that you contend with it, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that you would fight her battles for her, Lord, and deliver her, God, from this battle, Lord, and then shed forth your light and your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your fragrance, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that she adores you, God, and that you cover her, Lord, with your fragrance, Father God. In Jesus' name, give her eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit is doing. Even in this place, Father God, we know that your grace is present in her time of need, Lord, as we're before your throne, Lord. So show her, God, show her, speak to her, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for every glimpse and glimmer of light that you give, Lord, that her eye stay steadfast on that, Lord, that she understands, Lord, her hope and your unfailing love for her, Father. So we thank you, Lord, for delivering her, God, and pulling her out of the miry clay in Jesus' name. And that's Psalm 40. I think it's verses 1 through 5. So I would just maybe encourage you to read that and before the Lord and prayerfully read it. Maybe look it up in different versions. And he looks at your feet. Psalm 40. I think it's verses 1 through 5, but I know it's Psalm 40. So, yeah, where he set your feet upon the rock in Jesus' name. So,
okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Okay, we have caller 828989. This is, I feel like I'm getting dyslexic. Is this, don't tell me, wait, is this Jennifer?
Yes, yes, it is.
Okay.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. Okay. All righty, let's pray. What time is it? Okay, doing good. So, Father, we thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and we just lift her up to your altar, God, to your throne, Father, in Jesus' name. Yeah, so to your throne, Lord. I know I usually say altar, but I'm going to say throne because I actually see you bowing, like, respectfully, you know, as you would not, like, it's deeper than a curtsy, so it's more of a bow. But you are also dressed in garments of, like, royalty, and you're just bowing before him. So thank you, Father, for that. But it tells me when I see this that not only your respect and reverence, but the understanding of, you know, obviously who Christ is, but in his rightful place, but you also understand who you are and your rightful place before him, that you are an heir of God. You are an heir of God. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for that, God. In Jesus' name, she is an heir of God. We thank you, Lord, that she is your offspring. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, it's setting into place. It's setting in order. It's on track. It's being on track in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, and I think there's a, I don't know anything about royalty, okay? I was just born in the city, in the suburbs of Detroit, okay? Nothing. I know nothing. I'm not sure what fork to use at the table. No, I know a little bit about that. But I don't know if there's a certain protocol is what I'm going to say about. And there's a certain protocol with royalty where, like, you bow before the Lord. So what I see you doing is waiting for his response. Like, okay, so you, it's more than a curtsy. It's, I would call it a bow. And it's honoring, and rightfully so. And then you're waiting on his response. You're waiting on his reply and to you make the next move. So whether that is, whatever that is, if that's a casual, you may stand and present your petition, or if he gives you a command to go and do something. But you are just reverently bowed before him and waiting on his response. So thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for just really allowing me to participate in viewing it in some way, God. And just the honor and the reverence, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Even like stability, there's a form of stability in it. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, amen. So, you know, sometimes when you read the Bible, like if you go a couple of days and you don't read the Bible, or a week or however long, 2 weeks, whatever it might be, and then you go back and you read the Bible, and then, like, even if it's just like a psalm and a Proverbs or just one chapter or whatever it is, and then you can set your Bible down and you walk away, it's like it just feels like everything's shifted and it's in order now, and like you can think clearer, like you – your mind feels more grounded and more, you know, you can think clearer, like you have more understanding and perspective and with life and your way and that. And so I see you similarly, when I say it's the stability part, is when you're in reverence before him and waiting for him respectfully to speak whatever would be the next thing, that that even in that, even in that waiting, is the stability of kind of like coming. It causes the same thing like when you read your Bible, which I've never really seen that before, but it does. There's something in that, and just reverently coming before him, knowing who he is, knowing who you are, that you're an heir of God, and, you know, rightfully so, acknowledging it, and then waiting for him, whatever that might be, even if he just says, stand, okay, what is it? You know, like, go over to the banqueting table, or whatever he gives you the next thing to do or say, or command, you know. So, but that sets something in order in a sense of stability, just like going back to our Bible and reading it, causes stability, you know, in our inner person, in our inner spirit, and in our soul, so, which I've never seen that before, but the Lord just showed me that, so praise God.
Spot on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Deborah.
Yes. Wow. Praise God.
Yes. Glory to God.
Glory to God. I like it. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Lord, for answering prayer, God.
Exalted and lifted high, Lord. Thank you. Thanks,
amen.
Deborah. Thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
Being a vessel.
God bless you.
Love, and thank you.
Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay, I like that. Be exalted. I'm writing it down. Okay. Let me find where I am here. Okay. That's what happens sometimes. Sometimes people need to go, and then it throws me off on my paper, but it's good. 804-218. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Angie from Virginia. Good evening.
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
I can't sound incognito, can I?
No, you cannot.
I tried to just pass it off to somebody. Not a regular, but oh well, I was found out.
No, I love that. You have a great voice. I love it. Oh, I know who she is. Every time you talk to me, oh, I know who she is. Yeah, it's fun. It's very fun. So thank you. God bless you. Let me mute your phone line though, so I'm not distracted while I pray for you. Go. Thank you. God bless you. So, Father, we thank you for Angie, God. We thank you, Lord, and just bring her before your throne, God. We thank you, Lord. Wow. Wow. We thank you, Lord, for the four corners, God, of the earth. God, we thank you for your angels that are assigned to the four corners of your earth to blow the winds, God. Thank you, Lord, to minister your gospel to the four corners of the earth, God, in Jesus' name. So I literally see you at the altar and the four corners, you know, and it's like way in your circumference, but the four corners. And somehow there's a participation of you being in the center of it. So we thank you, Father God, because you are, you're in the center at the altar and then the four corners of the earth with the four angels that are going to bring forth their wind and their ministry of the gospel and salvation. Father, we thank you for that blow, wind of God, blow. Lord, we thank you for giving, again, your spirit without measure, Lord. It's incredible to me, Father. It's incredible to think of that, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, that that you are, even as I was speaking earlier, you are a generous, God, you are a generous giver, God, and that when we give, the Lord gives back to us. And so I thank you, Lord, that that there's plenty. God, you give plentifully, Lord, good measure, shaken down, running together, and brimming over. God, brimming over, Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, just for the brimming over. In Jesus' name, in the Jesus' name, the brimming over. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. So, I mean, it's interesting how everything's always. So, I'm not sure if there's something that you're praying for or if there's something in the end, like with the gospel and the message and coming forth, but I'm kind of seeing, the things that you're asking for and even, you know, brimming over in prayer, being given back to you. I'm not sure what all that means. I've never seen that or heard that before from anyone, but it is a thank you, Lord, for those prayers, Lord, that she is placing on your altar, God, giving to you, Lord. Thank you, God, as you pour out those prayers, God, they would be given back to her, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that they would be brimming over, Father. Thank you, Lord, just for her obedience to intercede, to prevail, to travail, Father God, before you, Lord. We thank you for it, God. Let her see the harvest, Lord. Let her be in the center of it. Lord, we thank you for it, God. We thank you, Lord, for her stance and her stand before you, God. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful.
Amen.
Four corners of the earth with four angels, and I'm in the middle. I hope we're not playing dodgeball.
Well, you'll be able to reach it, I'm sure. They'll probably help you out, I think.
Oh,
<That's>
Lord.
That's good. Well,
I don't know why I thought about dodgeball, but that's what it, I saw that I was like in a circle, and then you said four corners, so then I had to square it off.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's good.
And I was in the middle, and it just brought me back to when, you know, you played dodgeball as a kid. They try to hit, knock you out of the middle so that they can get in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that means you're winning then.
Yeah, I'm keeping in the center. I want to stay in strong.
Yeah, that's good.
Amen. Well, that was much sleep well. Thank you. Do I have prayer requests? Well, you know,
yeah.
I have my mom's been having trouble with her legs, and she seems to be getting a little weaker, and, yeah, that's kind of unnerving a little bit. You know, it's your mama.
Yeah.
The one
that
bosses
hard.
You around drives you crazy.
Yeah.
Your mom.
Yeah.
Always the mom.
It is hard. It is hard when they get older. It is hard to see that. Well, let's pray for her, and then let's pray for her. So, Father, what's your mom's name?
Della.
Della?
Uh-huh.
So, Father, we lift up Della, Lord Angie's mom, to you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for just undergirding her with grace and strength, strengthening her. God, we thank you, Lord, for touching her spirit, God, and just really uplifting her. Lord, ministering to her spirit man, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that she would be nourished within her spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, just for an increase, Lord, a noticeable increase, Lord, as you undergird her with grace and strength in her spirit, but in her body as well, God. So we thank you for her preservation. Lord, we thank you for her health. We place that before you, God. And we ask, Lord, that just as your word says, that you strengthen every feeble and weak place, God. And we ask that you're the hand of God. To be upon her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, God bless you. Thanks for joining us. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you, too.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. Take care. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. 909-381. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Keisha.
Hello, 909-381. Good evening. Welcome. Who am I speaking to?
Keisha.
Keisha. Okay. Thank you, Keisha. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and mute you because I think you're driving. Okay. Oh, okay. We just have two more callers after this. We have 903 and 504. So thank you for staying with us. So where am I? Keisha. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, and lift up Keisha to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bring her before your altar. God, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, sometimes the Lord has, so I'm kind of like seeing that like etch and sketch thing where the older one, the older version with just the little knobs, and then you do the drawing and then you shake it, like there's sand in it, you shake it and it clears the picture and then you start another thing. And so sometimes the Lord does that, like we're like, we see one thing and it's coming into shape and then it seems like it gets shaken. Things get shaken and then we're starting all over again, you know, but the Lord has that and has the picture in view, and he knows, you know, he knows he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And even though we walk through life and we walk through our journey and it's all him leading us, even when we don't know it at times. His grace is in our life, even when we're, it seems like we're overshadowed with, you know, things, it's still his grace is there. And so it's still part of our story, part of our journey. And he, again, is the author and the finisher of our faith, but he knows, like, okay, this is good. He puts the picture together. So, and also, I don't know why I'm using these older references because I feel like I'm, anyways, but, you know, that connect the dots, and they would have numbers and you connect it, and then you begin to see the picture, right, when you would connect the dots as a kid. And so I see this is that he sees that. So like we, in our view of life, you know, we think things should be, like sequential. They should go in order, right? One, two, three, right? Well, and connect the dots. But God has a different way of connecting the dots for the picture that don't necessarily go in order. And sometimes when there's a shaking like that, you know, where we see something and then the shaken and it's like, hey, where did that go? Am I starting over or not starting over? Well, God has a way of putting that all back together, you know, where in the end, he presents the etch and sketch to you and you see the picture and what he did in your life in its fullness. And all of those lines and the graphs and the things that were partially made now make up the bigger picture of what he intended all along for your life. And I hope that makes sense because it's very much symbolic and very much an analogy. But I think that it does is that the Lord doesn't always, in our life when he has something mapped out, it doesn't, it's not in the way always sequentially where we would think we would go next. His connect the dots are all over, you know, like you go from A to W, from W to C, from C to, you know, M, you know, it's just like all over the place. And, but that's the journey and the place that he has for us. And, but we, all of it does fit together in the picture and the purposes and what he's called us to, because he does a working in us and a working out. So when he's working in us, it's, you know, he's filling us up with him and it's pushing out the things we don't have need of or that would cause us to, I don't know, cause us not to be successful in whatever it is he's calling us to, if that makes sense. So he knows how to prepare us so that when we get there, right, so he's not going to lead us into a place where we're going to fail. Or, you know, he's going to lead us equipped, and that's what he's doing. So, praise God.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you.
You too. Thank you so very much.
Okay. God bless. Thank you, Keisha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, friends, we have 903-918. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Michelle from Texas.
Hi, Michelle. Okay, let me mute you for a second, and I'll pray for you. Thank you for being patient and hanging in there. Okay, so Father, we thank you for Michelle, Lord. We just bring her before your altar, God, and really I was going to say your throne of grace. So, Lord, we just bring her, Michelle, before your throne of grace, Lord. We thank you for your word in Hebrews that says, let us draw near to God, to the throne, to find mercy and to find grace in our time of need, Lord. So I just thank you for your word that even says, let us. Knowing that we are, you know, two by two, Lord, going to intercede for each other and carry each other to your throne, Father God. So we thank you and just acknowledge, Lord, just the richness of your word and how we fellowship with each other, Father God. So we thank you for Michelle, Lord, at your throne of grace, Lord, and we just speak grace to the areas in her life that she has need of, God. And we speak grace, great grace, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We just release that unto her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We release your grace to her. We release your grace to her needs, Lord, to the places, Lord. Like, so I see the Lord, like, actually taking his grace. This is so unusual to see it. I mean, I'm going to fail at putting it into words that are truly what I'm seeing, but the understanding, I think, will come forth. But he's taking this grace, and he's, like, weaving it into you like a needlepoint. You know when you do a needlepoint, and it's, like, one, it's, like, it gets interwoven into the canvas, and then the picture becomes clearer and clearer and clearer, and it's just amazing when it's done, just the brilliance of it, how it's so... It's very uniformed, you know, it's like the perfect thing. It's uniformed. It's so intricate in the time and the quality and the, you know, just the labor of love, if you will, and the expression of it. So I see God's, like, labor of love, which all of his love is a type of labor. I don't know, maybe that's just my humanistic view. But, I mean, he does pour himself out, and he has a spirit of abundance. But he's creating this wonderful tapestry and canvas for you by his grace. And so he's interweaving it, intricately into your life so that you will see this tapestry. It's just beautiful. It's really, really beautiful, but he's doing it inwardly. It's almost starting at your heart, kind of a little above your heart, maybe, where he's taking and just weaving it in. So I thank you. Like, I'm literally seeing it, like, in one letter at a time, weaving it in. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. God, I thank you for your great grace, Lord, and just the effects and the work that it has, Lord, that we really, I mean, I don't even know if we can put it into human. I just feel so frail to put it into human language, truly what your grace is doing supernaturally and what it's performing and accomplishing and achieving in our lives, Lord. In Michelle's life, God, we thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. Wow, it's just really powerful, too. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Oh,
praise God, Michelle. Yeah, praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
Wow. Yeah, that's very cool. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in and letting us pray for you.
Thank you for praying for me.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Okay, I have one more caller. Wow, I can't believe, by the grace of God, I did it. Okay, 504-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, it's Nicole.
Oh, hi, Nicole. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Thank you for sharing that word last night about the name being stunning, because that's, I was like, that is a good description. That is an accurate word right there. Okay.
You know, that might have been the other Nicole.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. Oh, well, where are you from, Nicole?
I'm from New Orleans. Sorry, I didn't say that.
Oh, no, that's okay. Okay. Oh, your voices do sound somewhat similar.
I know, and I used to live in D.C., so...
Oh, really? That's funny.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's cool. Okay, so Father, we thank you for Nicole, Lord. We just bring her before your altar. I'm going to mute your phone for just a second. I'll be right back, though. Father, we thank you for Nicole. We just bring her before your altar, God. We thank you, Lord, for your work, for your spirit and her life, God. We thank you, Lord, that you're free to speak and to show and to move as you would move, Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. So I'm seeing like an outline of a, I don't know what it's called, okay, I'm not an art person, I don't know if you are, but I'm not an art person, so it's ink. It's like an ink, and it's the outline of like, well, maybe that's you, of a person, like a silhouette, I guess, of the face, and then the like the shoulders and stuff, like that part. So like an ink imprint, yes. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, just for your creative ways and your creative expression. Lord, we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And then, thank you, Father, and then I understand that the Lord is going to bring life on that and bring it to life. And don't know what that means, but it's going to bring his breath of life upon it. Thank you, Lord. So I don't even know if the Lord is maybe like bolding things in your life that are, that I don't know, I'm not even sure what that is, but I did hear him say he was going to breathe his breath of life on it, he's going to breathe his breath on it and bring life to it. And so we thank you. We thank you for that. Like, so that silhouette, usually, I think silhouette usually is representation to the individual. So we thank you, God, for the places that you're breathing life and to Nicole's life, Father God, in Jesus' name, as your expression, as your handiwork, as your artwork, God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for the living creation that you're making, Lord, that you're instilling and imparting, Father God. We thank you for your breath, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as you breathed your breath, Lord, and even changed Abram's name to Abraham. God, we thank you for it, God. We thank you for the changes that will come because of your breath and your life. We thank you for your creative works that are in your breath and in your life and even in your word, God, because you said, God, he spoke his word and then it came to pass and it was formed and it was shaped. God, so we thank you for what you're shaping and what you're forming in her life, God. We thank you, God, for your creative works, Lord, whether it's miraculous, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that even your word shares, Lord, I think it's in, is it Philippians or Ephesians, about being God's handiwork. We are, God's workmanship. Let me just find that real quick. Oh, here. Bird. Ephesians 2:10. For we are the product of his hand. Oh, my gosh. Okay, hold on. Okay, this is the voice version, but it was just on here. Why is it on this? For we are the product of his hand, heaven's poetry etched on lives. Well, this is incredible. Created in the anointed Jesus to accomplish the good works God arranged long ago. Wow, so he's got some creative good works for you. So praise God. That was the voice version. And just if you go on the Bible, like Bible Gateway, Ephesians 2:10 in the voice version. Wow, that's cool.
Praise God. I received that word. I'm going to go back and read it some more.
Yeah, that was incredible. I didn't even know that was going to come like that. Yeah, that's one thing I really like about the Lord, or dig about the Lord, is that he's creative in his nature and he loves to create. He's very compassionate about it. So I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So praise God. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm sorry I got confused with the other Nicole, but God bless you and I'm glad you joined
us. God bless you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Right, okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hey, good night, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. And Prophet Randy, right, Pastor Prophet Randy, will be with you shortly. Shalom.